Duval Superintendent Patricia Willis is touring Northwestern Middle School on Monday, the first day of the school year.
Will there be a glass wall between these two classrooms, mm-hmm. a glass wall between these two classrooms?
Correct.
This part of Northwestern is being converted into a computer science academy, but it's also considered a turnaround school, meaning it's had too many consecutive D or F grades. So the state approved a plan to turn it around, get its grades up. And Northwestern has improved by about 40 points last year, but not enough for a C. So the plan required 5 teachers to be reassigned early this month. Duval Teachers Union President Terry Brady says the last-minute notifications were disheartening, 3 days before their first day of work.
Everything is set up. You've positioned all your work and your prep work for those students in that population, and now you're not going to be there.
Altogether, 35 reassigned teachers taught at the district's 8 turnaround schools. They were selected because they earned the lowest effectiveness scores. And though it's typical for these teacher evaluation scores to come out just before a new school year, the district says the state just started requiring reassignments based on the scores alone. In past years, factors like principal input were considered, and fewer teachers were removed, fewer than 15 last year in Duval. As Brady points out, the scoring method is controversial and doesn't give a complete picture of teacher effectiveness as compared with the district's own methods.
On our evaluation system that we used and that was approved by the state, most of these teachers are effective teachers.
But a state spokeswoman says the scores used to reassign teachers are the most unbiased method available. Superintendent Willis says even with the new requirement, she successfully negotiated to keep as many teachers as possible in their current classes this year.
We looked at about 35 teachers, and it could have easily been twice that many.
As of Monday, most of those reassigned were already teaching in different schools, with 9 in temporary positions awaiting permanent assignments. And turnaround schools, which already had an average of 2 vacancies, were looking to fill nearly 30 positions altogether.
It's a key focus, and HR is doing everything that they can as quickly as we can staff teachers who have the certifications and qualifications to be here, because we want our students to have highly qualified teachers.
As of the first day of school, 154 teacher and support positions district-wide still needed to be filled. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.